I haven't got a drink. What's going on? What's going on? Anyway, good evening to you, or good morning, or good afternoon. It's evening here. It's at 23:07. It's Saturday night. I'm in Eastleigh, which is near Southampton, between Southampton and Winchester, down on the south coast of England. England. And it's been a lovely sunny day. I've been out and about doing some stuff. I'll tell you about that later on. Let me tell you who I've got. I've got Kevin Fisher. Kevin Fisher and a sublime track. Matthew Neal. Tim Farrell. Vega Ascension. Cavallo. It's one of my favourite tracks, Cavallo. I don't know if he's Welsh. No, he's not Welsh. He's from the Midlands. Sweet Tooth. An interview by Dave Miles, a Pure Acoustic thing I talked about last week. And something by someone else. Can't remember who. Anyway, this is Losing You by Kevin Fisher. Here we go.
I can't lie about it. It's a secret that I won't keep. And if I cry about it, I cry myself to sleep. I'm losing you. I'm losing you. It's a foolish chase. It's the journey that I'm on. It's the best day.
Gorgeous was that. Do yourself a favour later on. When you finish listening to this podcast, wind it back, listen to that again. Fantastic. Actually, why don't you go and buy his stuff? He's got an album out. He's got loads of stuff out. Remember last week, I was a bit bullying last week. Didn't mean to be bullying. Wanted to be a bit enthusiastic and persuasive. That's what I wanted, enthusiastic and persuasive. Right, let's get some music underway. There's not an awful lot of other stuff this week, to be honest with you. It's a little bit of a short one. Last week was a bit of a mammoth. A mammoth? It was a mammoth last week, so it was like an hour and 22 minutes. So this one's going to be a little bit shorter. A little bit shorter, because there's a few people that haven't sent me anything, basically. So I've kind of picked up some of my favourites. I haven't done them all my favourites, but you know, I've done a few of them. Anyway, let's listen to this. This is Tim Farrell. This is Rosewood Alley. Is it Rosewood Alley? Oh God, I'm rubbish, aren't I? Aren't I rubbish? I'll tell you what it is after this. Thank you. it's Tim Farrell, and it was Rosewood Ellie. I was right. It was actually called Rosewood Ellie. Who would have believed that I could be right? As that was going, I thought to myself, you know what? I fancy even a bit more guitar. Fancy a little bit more guitar. Oh, God, who's that?
Honestly, I don't know where to look.
I do.
It's 11:15 at night. I'd have thought, you know. Right, okay. That's from Tom. Never mind. Right, yeah, I was just thinking, I fancy hearing another guitar track. And so I thought, you know what? I fancy hearing a bit of James Corachia. Do you remember James Corachia? He's from James Garachia. He's from Cornwall. And he sent me this track in ages and ages ago. And I played it a while back. I think it was about 6 weeks ago. I don't know what it's called because it's not written on the track. Do you remember, everybody, when I say write that on the track? Well, anyway, I didn't. But anyway, this is beautiful. James Garachia. Thank you. great? That was gorgeous, that was. And I mentioned earlier on that I've been out and about today. I went to this place called Old Winchester Hill, which isn't far from where I live, down in the south, basically, near Southampton, in between Winchester and Southampton I live. And it was a fantastic... I mean, I don't know about you, but I love going out for walks in the countryside, because it's not just the walk in the countryside, which is always really nice. I actually like the drive down there, because I tend to sort of think about stuff, and I'm with my wife, and we chat about bits and pieces. One of the things we chatted about today... Hang on, let me just turn this off before it goes too crazy. Was about the music business, and how the music business has changed. And I was trying to think of an analogy, because I like thinking of analogies. And the analogy I came up with was, in the 60s and 70s, and sort of halfway through the 80s, before it all went nasty, musicians... I mean, people in bands and stuff. I mean, writers have basically always sort of done the same thing. They've just moved along. But musicians and singer-songwriters and artists, if you like, they were kind of like Premier League footballers, you know? They were earning, you know, nice big money, and, you know, everyone was following them around and saying, oh, yeah, this is fantastic. And record companies revered them. Record companies were kind of like football teams. And so they had their star players, and they had their also-rans or whatever, but everyone went along with it, and everyone got well paid. You know, like, they get thousands. They get, like, decent football players nowadays get £100,000 a week. More, probably. You know, I don't know anything about it that much, but I just heard someone say the other day that's what they earn, and I can imagine they probably earn like that sort of money. But nowadays, it's kind of changed, and it's... I made the analogy that nowadays a songwriter an artist is more like somebody who writes code for a company, like computer code. So you're just like, you can write some code and it all works and everything, but it's owned by the company. And that's what it is. When you get signed by a record label nowadays, and everyone tells you this, honestly, everyone says it, that basically you're just working for the company. So you go in and you do your 9 to 5. It's not really 9 to 5, but you know what I mean. You go in and do your 9 to 5, and then you do your bits and pieces, do your work, and then you go again. And the company owns your work, and that's it. I mean, someone that we all know, who I won't mention, in the last week, has been offered a record deal, and they said that the amount of money that they were offering was ridiculous. Plus, they'd own all his music for 5 years. And you go, they'll push it out, they'll sell the music, the music will sell really, really well, but his percentage of the actual his percentage of the sales was just ridiculous. And considering the fact that they weren't actually putting up any money, all they were doing was taking their album that they'd actually recorded, it was all done, and they said, yeah, well, we'll push it and we'll sell it, they didn't even get half. They didn't even get a quarter of what the retail money was. And that's just ridiculous. It reminds me of the guy that wrote the game Tetris. You know Tetris for the Game Boy? He didn't get loads of money. He wasn't fabulously wealthy as a result of this. He was just doing his job. Going in 9 to 5, 5 days a week, writing little games and things. And that's what musicians have become. And that's why they kind of stood to that company line. So, there you are. That's why you need to buy our stuff. Right, Matthew Neal. I haven't played him for a while. He was featured on Watch Your Mothers a while back. But I'm going to play some nice little... Don't I always play nice music? Don't I? For crying out loud. Anyway, this is Matthew Neal, and that is all.
Life's about lizard for the kids. Is it drink or work or drugs, or is it anything that you can get? Are you chasing down your own oblivion, or are you on the mend? Are you skating on the thinnest ice, wishing you could choose your friends? Thinking of a better place where no one has to follow this at all, this at all. Lead to the biggest kind of fall. Well, that is all, that is all, that is all. Is your company making money? Do you keep it in the black? Do you suffer executive ulcers, a stress-induced heart attack?
attack again. Are you swimming with bigger fishes? Are you moving with the tides? Are you seated out on the street waiting for your time to rise up? Thinking of a better place where no one has to follow this at all. This at all, this at all. Your big ambitions lead to the biggest kind of fall. Well, that is all.
That's a lovely bit of slide, isn't it? Oh, I love a bit of slide. Anyway, so we're going up to the top of this hill, and at the top of this hill is 2,500 year old hill fort. And on top of the hill fort is a big burial ground on top of this hill fort. So what did we do? We walked up the top of the hill, we laid down, we fell asleep, and we snored our heads off. Anyway, this is a song called Sin and Shame by a band, a guy called Cavallo. Cavallo, he's from the Midlands. I think he is from the Midlands. Anyway, this is a really nice, funky little track. A nice, sexy girl to talk at the beginning, which is always good. We always like nice, sexy girls talking, don't we, everybody? Yeah, anyway, this is Sin and Shame.
Okay, I have a joke for you. A young man goes to his new fiancée's home to meet her parents for the first time. When he arrives, his fiancée is nowhere to be seen, but her mother welcomes him in something that can only be described as revealing. She doesn't hesitate to proposition him, and he turns and walks out the same way he came in. When he comes back, he's greeted by his fiancée, her mother, and her father. The father warmly shakes his hand and says how glad he is that the man that their daughter is to marry is both loyal and trustworthy. The moral of the story is, always keep your condoms in your car.
Yeah. truth is, you were crying in the temple.
Tales of the disaffected. Think twice, but don't you ever dare cross that line. Mama ain't easy. Trap that she laid.
Girl, you know I love you.
No ifs, buts, or maybes.
You know your mother.
Sin and shame.
Blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. If you listened to the last week's podcast, podcast number 31, which you should do, and if you didn't, you bloody should go back and listen to it, because it's a cracker of a podcast, a big giant of a podcast, you would have heard me interview The Real Raj, who is an amazing singer-songwriter who lives down here in Southampton. And I interviewed him, and I don't think I really explained it very well about Pure Acoustica. We kind of just left it go by. Pure Acoustica is something I started up last year, which is basically getting musicians, artists, all kinds of people, poets, not so much jugglers, but poets, performance poets, those people, that sort of people, and we perform in various places, art centres, pubs, venues, libraries. Well, they do run in a library. It's very good in a library. Festivals, even in your home, even in the comfort of your very own front room, we come and perform for you. And one of the people that I do this with is a guy called Dave Miles, who's a very, very good friend of mine. And he lives in Bristol, and he runs the Bristol part of Pure Acoustica. And he puts on venues. He hasn't put any on yet, but he will be putting on different events at venues in Bristol. And one of the things that he's going to be doing as well is interviewing people in Bristol about Pure Acoustica. Well, kind of about Pure Acoustica. It's sort of, we've tied it in with Pure Acoustica. I think the people that he's interviewing at the moment will be part of the Pure Acoustica movement in Bristol. And one of the people he interviewed this week is a girl called Alys Rhiannon. And she does lots of very interesting stuff in Bristol. Now, we've got different scenes, and I'm sure you've got it in different towns where you are. We've got a different scene in Southampton to they have in Bristol. It's a completely different scene. The acoustic scene is very, very vibrant up there, especially the original acoustic scene. And they're very arty. They're very arty up there. It's where Banksy comes from, and probably some other arty people who I don't know, but Banksy comes from up there, and it's all very, you know, you get the general idea. Whereas down in Southampton, we're a little bit more gritty, I think. Not better or worse, just different. So anyway, Dave is going to talk about the things that Alys Rhiannon does in Bristol, and I'll let him introduce it himself.
We're here in Stokes Croft, a major hub of the Bristol acoustic music scene, and we've just witnessed a rather unique gig by Ailish Rhiannon up in Cafe Kino, just off Stokes Croft. So, Ailish, tell us a little bit about Survival Tales.
Tales is basically it's kind of a performance project, so it is a show, it's a gig in a way, but there's an hour-long performance where basically I'm introducing songs and playing songs, but a script that I follow to introduce each of the songs, and that lasts an hour. And there's a kind of what I've been told is a narrative arc that kind of encapsulates the songs and themes. And then there's a short break, and then everyone who's there participates in a short workshop, which is all around survival and the stories we tell ourselves in order to survive, and asking the question, what do we really need to survive? And so it is a little bit different, and the other aspect to it that's kind of different from normal gigs is the aim to have it in really small venues and really small environments, specifically living rooms, social centres, and community gardens. So far, we've done
and small cafes.
Small cafes. Yeah. Somebody described it to me the other day and said, "Oh, yeah, your nano gigs." And I thought, I wish I'd come up with that because that really kind of describes it. So then,
we had ten people
tonight, and that was great. It felt quite big actually compared to, you know. The idea is, and the themes that it's exploring are around what do we need to survive, and the tales that we tell ourselves in order to survive, and what are the stories all around us in our society that are giving us information or are leaning us in one direction or another in terms of how we survive, and the fact that there is a really big question which we're struggling as a society to deal with, which is climate change. It's in a lot of ways it's not a new question. It might be based on new information, new scientific data, but in terms of it being an old question of how do we survive ethically and how do we construct the fabric of our lives without screwing over people on the other side of the world, that is a really long historical question. It's not a new one.
Hundreds of years old.
Exactly. And so one of the things for me was feeling like those themes are best explored really in a smaller environment and trying to make the connection so that the performance is quite personal about me and the stories of kind of being a fabric of my life and trying to take them apart, hopefully amusingly, hopefully entertainingly.
Indeed.
Hopefully
and putting it in the bigger picture, taking your story and putting it in the bigger picture as well.
Yeah. And it seems to me that that's kind of what we need to do, that we need to have the really big picture, but the big picture is so boggling, for want of a better word, that we do, I feel, really need to boil it down to our individual narratives and take ownership over our individual lives as well as asking these big questions. Otherwise, what we end up in is what people have termed the techno-fix, this idea that kind of maybe the government will fix it or the corporations will fix it. We need to have big business on our side to answer this question. This idea constantly that somebody else somewhere out there will answer these questions. A few years ago, a leaflet came through my door from a local city academy. They were developing the local open green space to turn into state-of-the-art athletics facilities for local kids. And one line in this leaflet, this campaign leaflet on their behalf, struck me and stayed with me. They said the development was happening in order to give local kids the kind of facilities that privileged children take for granted. A laudable aim, except for the maths. The local kids used to have an open green space. Now they're going to have an athletics facility. Up in the posh part of town, they have fantastic facilities. And what have they also got? Acres and acres of open green space.
Just a hill and fence like all the earth until the Lord's found wooden nails and crucified all prior claims. So centuries on, that's still what's wrong.
felt so local's just a badge you wear to show that you know how to care. The kids are kicked around and deified, it's all for them, all justified. So when we're done gone and grown, don't need to play or catch your throw. Perhaps if we did, there'd be fewer kids taking a hit, cause they're all alone. Class today spelled privilege, but only some can make it fit. And if you can't, you build a fence just like the Lord's. Oh, way back when. There are no heads buried in this clay sand, it's so many hearts burn and charred. Wasn't perfect here before, but it seems they're always wanting more. Set up a track for racing rats, this what you got, you won't want it back. Maybe a Mayday fun they call a light before they close, that all the surveys and the questionnaires, imagine this, we could all be heirs. Appeals to God, appeals to law, cause we can't sit down and talk. Resolve to share this wimple park, floodlights on when we're in the dark. There are no heads buried in this clay sand, but so many hearts burn and charred. There are no heads buried in this clay sand. Crows and magpies fighting in the graveyard. I cross to see what their fuss is about. Hey there, I see a prowling fat cat on the out. Across the plumbing branches, the plot so well demanded, clatter and the scrape. There are no heads buried in this clay sand, but so many hearts burn and charred. There are no
beautiful. That's a fade out. Come on, fade out, and yeah, it's gone. Fantastic. Well, that was Dave Miles, and he was interviewing Ailis Rhiannon. You may know Dave Miles. In fact, you may have come over from his old show that he used to do for BCFM. He used to do a fantastic show for BCFM called A Cup of Tea and a Slice of Cake, where he used to do, well, basically what he did then, and plus play a fantastic selection of music, which obviously I do now. But he didn't play unsigned people. He played all the old, not favourites. He played some. He played an amazing mixture of songs. So if you come over from his show on BCFM, I hope you're enjoying the selection I've got for you tonight, and you're going to hear a lot more from Dave, and hopefully you'll hear also Ailis Rhiannon. Right, I think it's time for something a little bit different. Now, some of you may know Vega Ascension. I love Vega Ascension. They're a big, fat, stomping Russian synth band, and they were they've also been through the mill that is Watch Your Mothers, and they sent me this track, and they send me the tracks, I can't remember the guy, the name. Is it Dimitri? It's not Dimitri. That's somebody else. But he sends me the guy a guy that looks after Vega Ascension. He sends me tracks in very weird ways, never the same way. He will kind of send me one from this obscure website, or so I kind of feel that it's a little bit subversive. The music's a little bit subversive for Russia, so he has to kind of smuggle it out. Anyway, this is a fantastic track, and it's called, I think it's called Taiga, or Taiga, it's T-A-I-G-A-R, and it's a stonker. Check this one out.
Thank you. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
I told you it was a stonker, didn't I? Wow, get all those synths. There's actually some YouTube footage of them, which is quite fantastic if you go and check them out. Vega Ascension on YouTube. I'll put a link on the blog for that later on. And you'll see them live in concert, live on stage. Right, now what can I play to accompany Vega Ascension and that massive track? I know, I'll play him Sweet Tooth. This is sublime.
Muddy old man hiding in his hood, hunched in the shadows, reading a book on Marilyn, smiling to himself. Paint stick punk in black on black, big buckle boots and a little pink rat called Josephine, always by his side. Everybody wants to be in love. London lad, he's all loved up, lying face down in the rain, kissing the sidewalk so passionately. Teenage mama pushing a pram, dragging on a cigarette, hollers at her boyfriend, Johnny, where have you been? Everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants to be in love. So entwined, make time stand still in the middle of Hoxton Square, kissing in a wheelchair. High road restaurant, waiting for a cab, sings to his lady in the chill of a crazy night. Don't give up. Wants to be in love.
that lovely? Just beautiful. And of course, everybody does want to be in love, don't they? Don't they? Yeah, of course they do. Right, well, let me finish off this little story, kind of. Top of this hill, remember old Winchester Hill in Hampshire? Yeah, there's more. So I wake up and then I think, I've taken my guitar up there. And there's a little camera, a little digital camera that I've taken with me as well. So we shot a little video, made up a song on the top of the hill, to match what it was. Now, if you go to the blog, you'll see I've embedded the video of me playing this song, but this is the audio for it, and it's just a little. It's nothing fantastic. It's just a nice little piece. It's a lovely hot summer's day. So the quality's not fantastic. Well, obviously the quality of the playing is fantastic, but the quality of the recording does leave a little bit to be desired. Anyway, I've called it Old Winchester Hill. Sounds a bit old folky sort of thing. That's how old folkers play do that, don't they? Anyway, I've called it Old Winchester Hill anyway, so fuck it. Listen to it. See what you think. Well, there you go. That's a little song I wrote today called Old Winchester Hill. Just something I cobbled together, you know. You know how it is, how we do it as arty types. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I've got Scott Turchin doing a fantastic cornucopia, which is, I think it's a bit of an invitation for you to actually open up a beer. So if you're driving along listening to this in your car, open up a beer. It's a lovely sunny day, hopefully. Hopefully it's going to be a sunny day, and it's a real nice little summer tune. So that's all for me this week. Click on things, buy albums, all that sort of stuff that you'd love to do. Also, don't forget the Facebook group. There's a new Facebook group for Is This Thing on Podcast, and please join that. It's not a group, actually, it's a page. It's a lie, it's a page. If you remember the group, you'd have got an email about it, but if not, go onto your Facebook, do a search for Is This Thing On. I think it says Is This Thing On website. Not the group. Don't join the group. I might put a thing up there saying don't join this group, and just join the pages instead, because the pages are better. We can put better things up on there, and there's discussions and all that kind of malarkey. That's all we've got until next week. I'll probably announce some things next week. There's some things bubbling over. I don't want to announce them until they've actually happened. I don't like doing that. So, I'll see you next week. This is Scott Turchin and Cornucopia. See ya. Bye.
You're tired of this sorrow and this strife, and you're drowning in the river of your life. Yes, but everything is according to plan. Yeah. Trouble may come and the people them run. Them run like the shade from the face of the sun. Yes. Until Jaja come, take his children home. Oh yeah. Life is a cornucopia. Yeah, yeah. Well, I can tell by the way you tell it. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Sometimes up and sometimes down. That's what everybody learns. Oh yeah. Let the sorrow of life get you down, cause tomorrow is a brighter day. Yes, and everything will get easier, I say. Plenty for all, yes, and all for one cup. And one love gonna take us home, children, everything gonna be alright, alright. Life is a cornucopia. Tell Bobby where you turned and turned, yeah. Twisting and turning, twisting up, and to turning the sky, up to the sky, offering abundance. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Life is a cornucopia. Tell by the way you dance, dance, yeah, yeah. Sometimes up, sometimes up, sometimes down. That's what everybody learns. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah. He said life is a cornucopia. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can tell by the way you dance. Sometimes up, sometimes down. That's what everybody learns.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Cornucopia. Everybody.
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody
learns.
Cornucopia.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please.
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than two to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
Twitter.com.
Hello, I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott A Laughter Show. I am here to say, listen to what you with the madness, or I will kill you. Me, Eros Abbott. Oh my! I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.